This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm giddy. Giddy up. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm absolutely giddy. I love what's happening in this post-election time. I remember, obviously, I was sick during that time. I had the Wu flu. I was up all night and stuff. It was insane how my body was feeling. My internal clock was off and stuff like that. But I refused to watch the election stuff because I knew I would wake up on November the 4th. Donald Trump will have gotten many, many millions more votes than Barack Obama, thus easily eclipsing Joe Biden. This should have been a Barack Obama, McCain type victory for Donald Trump. And it was. It was exactly that. I told many of you guys, don't worry about this. I knew people would be watching the election, and of course my phone was blowing up. Kev, what's going on? What about your state, man? Arizona, when it was called. And as I said, I got up, it was 2:30 in the morning, and Trump was saying, look, we're way ahead. Look at these numbers. And then the next morning, heard he'd lost this state, that state, whatever, and I was like, okay, so the fix is in. But don't worry about it. Here's why. Donald Trump's going to fight. Trump won. We all knew it. The entire nation knew it, including the Democrats. What's funny is they want to laugh in your face knowing that we know they cheated, and they know that we know they cheated. It's insane. It's fun to watch. The war rages after the battle, and Trump will win. And I've told many of you, I said, stop paying attention to the day-to-day. I'm not paying attention to the day-to-day. I pay attention to enough to follow so I can be informative to you. But I'm not going to get caught up in the, Sidney Powell, will you tell me what's going on? You can already tell the strategy. The Republicans have a strategy, too. Dates back to Donald Trump's executive order on September the 12th of 2018 that says any of these foreign entities that get involved, we're going to let you know. Now, how they're going to invoke that, I don't know. But I don't think the team has forgotten it. And as far as Dominion and Cyto voting machines and this Smartmatic, which we'll talk a little bit about, the jig is up. You should get giddy. Get giddy with it. Get giddy. Because not only are you about to win the election that you've already won, you're about to expose the Democrats for the scurrilous, scandalous skanks that they are. And that is the most important part of this. I told everybody, who cares? But okay, Trump wins, it's a recount, whatever. No, you don't want to win on a recount. You want to win on a recount and audit and a forensic audit that says, here's where it happened. We will never use Dominion voting machines again. We will never use an outside source. We will use only sanctioned machines that are built to be bulletproof and that put an election system in process that everybody knows their vote matters. Do you understand the ramifications of that for Democrats, where people with driver's licenses just come up and they go, you're not a citizen, you can't vote? All these illegals that have voted, all these dead people that are voting, all these illegal ballots. If your ballot isn't properly marked with whatever mechanisms that are put in place, we know. It's like I talked about a tweet the other day that says, I can track my Uber driver, but I can't track my vote. It's insane. We're sophisticated enough to be able to do this. Yes. So why am I not worried about it? See, I called 2016. I called 2020. For the record, bookies have not paid off anybody on the Biden win. Vegas, all the bookies around the world, nope. You don't get your money because Trump's going to win. And for the record, all the bookies had Trump winning. They didn't know about these voting machine irregularities and discrepancies, which, by the way, will all be credited to Donald Trump. And when we get the real truth, Joe Biden will be lucky to have gotten 60 million legitimate votes. Donald Trump will have gotten somewhere between 74 to 80 million. And you will know where you stand. As an American, you will know that everything that we talk about on shows like this, the sanity of running a country, of running your household, of running a government, is what the nation wants. You are overwhelmingly, your ideas are what the nation wants. See, the media wants to convince you that the nation wants global climate change and saving the spotted owl. I don't give a crap about the spotted owl. If the spotted, let me tell you something. Everything on that God created has a purpose. But if it goes away, something will replace it. Baby seals, spotted owls, whatever. Nature will figure out how to replace it. If you think I'm going to spend 2 seconds worrying about some beetle in a forest and not allowing you to go burn the forest and do control burn so we don't burn people's homes and stuff like that. Let me tell you, God gave man dominion over all the animals. That's a fact. Or at least for us Christ followers. So I'm not going to worry about spotted owls any more than I'm worried about God's weather and telling people, oh, we only got 12 years to survive if we don't do this. I don't believe it. See, I believe that God will be done with us when he's done with us. And leftism is certainly accelerating that. But I'm not worried about global climate change. And I'll tell you what I'm dang sure not worried about in the United States. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm not worried about fair wages. You want a fair wage? Get off your butt and go work for it. Go get qualified to do something and do it. And stop relying on the good nature of people around you. You're an artist. I love it. I love art. But I'm not paying for your art. Go get a job as a bartender. Go get a job as a waitress until your art takes off. Many people do this. This isn't new stuff. The world is going to come back to normal in the second term of Donald Trump, and it's coming. I told you guys Donald Trump will win. I don't believe it's because Kevin Jackson says it. I believe it because I think it's God's providence. I believe that all these things that have needed to be corrected have come to the fore for one guy during an 8-year period to get it done. And I believe God said, y'all had enough. Did you, hey, America, did you like baby black Jesus? The guy that wants to believe himself to be a Messiah? Well, you know what? I'm going to give you somebody that's going to really work for you. It's going to propagate my word around the world. And that's what's happening. Anyway, you got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to ProtectingAmericanValues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys remember when Joe Biden was tasked with curing cancer by Barack Obama when there was subterfuge about something else? But Joe Biden was given dominion over China, Ukraine, various other countries, Russia, and of course, crackhead Hunter. Then jumped into the mix because he's the middleman between him and the big guy. And the Biden family flourished. Millions of dollars. Don't think it's going away. Trump's second term, you better know he's going to dig into that. He's going to burrow into that like a tick on a hound dog. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show. Be sure to find me on YouTube and subscribe. I'm not going to beg anybody to do anything, but I'm going to ask you to. It's a simple thing to do. And I'm telling you right now, we're just getting started, and we've done a pretty good job with these, with our videos, but it's only going to get better. And the stuff that we're going to offer you is going to blow your mind. We're doing a cop series. We're doing a whole series on 1619. Wait until you guys see the video. We haven't made it public. Wait until you see our 1619 video that we've created. It's going to blow your mind. We got a lot of stuff working. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me today. Kev Talks on YouTube or The Kevin Jackson Show. Just look for me. Or The Black Sphere. Search for any of those on YouTube. And if anything comes up that's got my picture, subscribe. It's that simple. And you'll be part of the family. So anyway, I was talking about Joe Biden. He was supposed to cure cancer. Because, of course, Bo died of brain cancer. And while I sympathize with a parent losing a child, my grandmother lost my mother when my mother was 24 years of age. So I sympathize with that. It's a horrible thing for any parent. And my heart bleeds for the Biden family for that. But where I lose it is the milking of Bo Biden's death as if he were a saint. Because he wasn't. The Biden family is screwed up. They are Jerry Springer material. Let's admit it. Come on, white people, go with me on this. Y'all know white trash when you see it. It's like the Clintons. White trash. Jerry Springer, Maury material. Anyway, Biden was supposed to cure cancer. So he leaves the White House and he sets up a charity, a cancer charity that was going to, you know, be the first step in all of this. Well, it was the first step. It was just like Hillary Clinton and Bill took the first step when they set up the Clinton Foundation, right? And it was going to solve all the world's problems. It was going to end hunger and poverty in Haiti and around the world and help the indigenous people of color. Let's just call them what they are, the colored people. It was going to help these little colored people with the distended bellies and the flies flying all around their little eyes that were crusted from crying. Yeah, we know how that worked out. Clintons did pretty well, but the Haitians didn't. And now the Haitians protest every day at the Clintons' office in New York. By the way, I heard Hillary Clinton, they were protesting in front of her house the other day. I don't know if that's true, but I heard that. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. She deserves to be protested. She deserves to be protested outside of a federal prison. That's where she deserves to be protested. It'll happen. I asked you earlier, anybody worrying about the Durham report right now? Not really. But when Donald Trump gets back in, wait and watch what happens. I say get rid of Barr, get rid of Durham. Just let Richard Grenell run it all. That'll do it. The Biden Cancer Initiative was founded in 2017 by Vice President Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill. And here was their manifest, to develop and drive implementation of solutions to accelerate progress in cancer prevention, detection, diagnosis, research, and care to reduce disparities in cancer outcomes. And you better know there are disparities, racial disparities, because cancer doesn't like colored people either. This is according to its IRS mission statement that I just read to you. Not about the colored people, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, instead, as with all things Democrat, and certainly Joe Biden, Mr. Crooked Joe Biden, the big guy, no money was given to charity. Now, I run a charity. We have nowhere near this level of endowment. And I'm telling you right now, we give and give and give. Oh, yeah, we got a scholarship program, C-PREP. We give them out to underprivileged kids. We're in the process of doing that. We haven't given any out yet, but we will. We've only been in existence for 2 years. But Joe Biden took in $4,809,619 in contributions in fiscal years 2017-2018. Let me put this in perspective for me. If my organization had collected $4.8 million over 2 years, you can be guaranteed at least $4 million of it is out the door working. Out the door. If we had that big of an endowment, that would mean we're spending $400,000 a year. That would be for salaries and travel of the staff. But $4 million of $4.8 million, I can practically guarantee you would be out the door, unless it was extenuating circumstances. It would be out the door. Unbelievable. I can't even imagine my little charity, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, raising that kind of money. We've raised some decent money. We have some amazing benefactors. Anyway, they spent $3 million on payroll in those 2 years. Group president, the group's president raked in $429,000. That's a lot of cheddar. Now, admittedly, you need a good fat salary to run an organization like that. You do. But you got to be doing something with it. You can't be all be salaries. Simon is a former Pfizer executive, longtime healthcare lobbyist who headed up the White House's cancer task force during the Obama administration. His salary doubled from $224,000 he made in 2017, and it's double that, $429,000, almost $430,000. Danielle Carnevale, former chief of staff for Obama's cancer initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Task Force, she took home $258,000 in 2018. You can bet that's not her only income. I bet you. Charity spent $56,000 on conferences, $59,000 on travel. Reasonable. The following year, though, the travel expenditures swelled to $97,000 plus, and the nonprofit spent $743,000 on conferences. Now, that's how Joe Biden's going to run the country if he were to get his old demented buttocks in the Oval Office. Nothing will get done, but people will make some fat salaries because that's how Democrats roll. Now, let me ask you this. If Donald Trump had a charity, finger quotes, that gave no money to charity and just gave fat salaries to his old clonies and his buddies that were part of his initiatives to fleece America's healthcare system, what would they be saying?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you want to puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling announced Tuesday more ballots have been found and not counted on the November 3rd election.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
Sterling says the two irregularities were not related.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims a third county is reporting irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
President Trump Tuesday filed another lawsuit in Carson City, Nevada, claiming over 15,000 votes were cast by people that moved out of state and voted in their new home state. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftist meltdown occurring, rightfully so. Democrats panicked. Talked about it earlier in the broadcast. They have every reason to be panicked. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. If you were in a situation with the Democrats, you'd be panicked. You've been caught. Everybody's been caught. Everybody's complicit. Everybody could fall under this executive order that the president set in September the 12th of 2018. Interference in elections. Every one of them. Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, all of them. All these late-night TV talk show hosts disseminating absolute bogus information. I told you, go to YouTube. Every video you watch, there's a thing that says, AP has declared Joe Biden as president. Who gives a crap? Who the heck is AP? AP is not an authorized declarer of presidents. Meanwhile, but if you put anything at all about election fraud or it's a contested election or whatever, then you're censored and every, oh, how dare you? They better be scared. Donald Trump's turning it around. The media is melting down. Here's an article. No one, though, is doing worse than the fake conservative outlets like Drudge Report, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch's Potemkin Village is in disarray. From Neil Cavuto cutting off the press secretary of the sitting United States. He says, he writes, whoa, you can't see that. We need to curate your content. Or you can't say that, I think is what he meant to say. Sandra Smith grumbling on a hot mic, and the media decides elections. Aside from the ever-popular Tucker Carlson, their ratings are tanking. Even CNN and MSNBC are beating them. I haven't seen the ratings. We should pull them up. I looked for them the other day. I couldn't find them, but I bet they're out. And I bet that's true. The president has tweeted to go over to Newsmax and OAN. OAN is conservative. Newsmax is run by a guy named Chris Ruddy, who is a very close friend of the Clintons and I don't believe is in any way a conservative. But that's for you to decide. Here's what I can tell you. A shakeup in the media is good. Whether even if it is Newsmax and they want to consider, pretend, they're like Fox. They pretend that they're conservatives, but I will promise you they are not. They have conservatives over there, just like Fox. Fox has Tucker, they have Hannity, they have Laura Ingraham, etc. But they're not conservative as a whole. And neither is Newsmax, because the president of their organization, Chris Ruddy, is not a conservative. Doesn't make him a bad guy, but you should know what you're dealing with. OAM, run by Charles Herring, different organization. I think Charles is a true conservative, wants to put together an outlet that tells the truth. He's not looking to make news slanted. I think he's just saying, we're going to be an outlet that tells the truth. Who's that they got over there? Chanel Ryan, something like that? Cute girl? Yeah. He goes on, not that CNN is taking things any better with Jake Tapper out on Twitter doing a bad impression of a mafia enforcer. Nice job you have there, Mr. Average American. Be ashamed if something happened to it because you held the election rigors accountable. I don't even know what that means. Unless Jake Tapper is saying we rigged the election. But if he said that, we all know how that plays when you do liberal speak. James Sturber said, you can fool many of the people too much of the time, and these news anchors and journalists are learning that lesson the hard way. The American people have decided they're sick of playing along with the media cartel and their poisonous lies. I completely agree. He said, meanwhile, affidavits are flooding in from contested states. Lawsuits are proceeding, but most of all, the American people don't believe the results. Trust in the electoral process is tanked to 34% among Republican and lean Republican respondents, according to a recent poll. Let's remember, most people aren't honest with pollsters. How many people are left in this country who actually trust the system to work? Dangerous place for our republic. Says Abraham Lincoln said, we shall either live forever or die by suicide. Right now, Donald Trump is the only man that can talk this nation off the ledge. They mentioned Jake Tapper, and I saw this article, I believe it was in the Daily Wire. And essentially it said, this is what Jake Tapper tweeted on November the 9th. I truly sympathize with those dealing with losing. It's not easy. But at a certain point, one has to think not only about what's best for the nation, peaceful transfer of power, but how any future employers might see your character defined during adversity. Part two. I mean, I don't expect the ride or die crew to listen to me, but. So if, in case you don't know what that means, he's saying the hardcore Trump supporters, your ride or, that's what they call ride or die. That's a slang term used by black people to talk about their significant other. You know, the person most responsible in their life for helping them get through, like, oh man, that's my ride or die. Like, yeah, that's my girl, that's my ride or die. So Jake Tapper wants to be down with the black folks using the vernacular. So he's talking about this, and he says, so it says here on your resume that you drove a sex offender to testify at the Four Seasons Hotel landscaping north of Tacoma-Palmera Bridge. And he's talking about when they had the meeting where they exposed the Dominion vote counting fraud and all that stuff that Giuliani had, and why they chose the Four Seasons Total Landscaping as their location, because they were somehow complicit in all of it, and the whole deal. Anyway, the article continues on the Daily Wire. On Friday, as a result of the presidential elections were still being tabulated, CNN Jake Tapper repeatedly mocked President Trump's children, referring to them as spawn. Tapper referred to the, quote, untethered and wild allegations being made by the president and his spawn, and encouraged people to check out the Twitter feed of the president's spawn, because it's like rantings in crayon by somebody having an LSD trip. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second to explain to you guys that Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, what's his face, Anderson Cooper, all of them are going to have a big heaping helping of crow, because there is no question that Donald Trump was cheated. And the social media people who have been banning people and all this, let me tell you something, Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and all you other guys, Sergey Brin, you're all going to have to stand before Congress and explain how you did what you did. Right now, my site is down on Facebook. I can practically guarantee you they will keep my site down through the outcome of this so-called election. This is election scam. It's not an election, but the actual election scam. They're going to keep my site down. They use the excuse that I hadn't properly claim my pages. I tried to claim my pages. Their software wouldn't let me. It only let me claim one page. They know what they're doing. They've completely shut us out. You can't click. I couldn't click it. So then I got a notification. Oh, yeah, your page is legit, but it's still shut down because you violated something. Well, what did we violate? They have no answers for me. They don't care. Anyway, Tapper brought up a statement from the GOP Utah Senator Mitt Romney referring to the mealy mouth because Romney started by acknowledging President Trump was within his rights to request recounts and call for an investigation of alleged voting irregularities where evidence exists. I'm shocked. Who are you and what have you done with Mitt Romney? But he is well within his rights. And he did the right thing because you'll never hear anything different come out of my mouth. November the 3rd, America overwhelmingly elected Donald Trump as president. Overwhelmingly. They overwhelmingly rejected socialism. They overwhelmingly rejected free lunch for everybody that the Democrats want to give that isn't free. Free college, free this, free that. They rejected it all. They rejected the notion that we are a racist nation. They rejected the notion that we are a sexist nation. They rejected the notion that we don't care about the LGBT. They rejected the notion that we are sovereign, or should be a sovereign nation, or shouldn't be. That's what we rejected. You get what I'm saying? Don't try to make fun of me. Anyway, they rejected that notion as well. They rejected the notion that America should not make America great again and put America first in trade deals and all things dealing with this country and our partners and or adversaries. They want that because that's what Donald Trump provides. So these people are losing it. And I'm going to tell you something. It will get worse before it gets better because as Trump starts dismantling Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and wherever else, as he dismantles the lies and showcases the voter fraud that occurred and gives irrefutable proof, to all these justices that he's going to stand before who are mostly conservatives at this point, and he says, I got cheated out of the election and we have the proof, and then the media's got to circle back and say, whoa. And I told you guys I was going to talk about this, and I am. I'm going to talk about how do you get out of this? What happens now when everybody finally recognizes that the cheat was on? What do you say to the American people? How do you backtrack?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Millions of votes will be overturned, folks. All said and done. They will go in the direction of Donald Trump. This coup attempt will fail. And when the president resumes his full duties, the gloves will be off. He will finally do what is needed to be done in U.S. elections for decades. He will purge the swamp of the swamp rat Democrats who cheat in each and every election. Sidney Powell said, "We're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. President Trump won not hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software expressly for that purpose. We have sworn testimony of why the software was designed to rig elections. It was the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. It's like a drag and drop Trump votes into a separate folder, then delete that folder. You can stick a thumb drive in the machine or upload software to it. Even from the internet, they can do it from Germany or Venezuela even. They can remote access anything. They can watch votes in real time. They can shift votes in real time. We've identified mathematically the exact algorithm they use and plan to use from the beginning to modify votes, in this case, to make sure Biden won. That's why he said he didn't need your votes now. He would need you later." Smartmatic. That's the company's name you're going to hear a lot about. It's going to be revealed, folks, everything that Sidney Powell is saying. Do you think she's coming out here with conjecture? Do you think she's just out here to go, "Well, I'm going to try to sway a few people to think our way"? Do you think this is a manipulation like the media would do to us? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. We've covered a ton of stuff, and I told you, I'm giddy. I'm excited. I'm excited because this nation, every single day Donald Trump is in charge of it, it corrects itself. It heals itself. It fixes its wounds. Wounds that are self-inflicted from the people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, James Clapper, John Brennan, and many others, all crooks and swamp rats who do not care one iota for the country that is the shining beacon on the hill, not because of those clowns, but because of you. So, I'm telling you what's coming. I've warned, this entire show should be just titled, "Democrats Are Panicked." Oh, they can go out there and put on whatever face they want. But let me tell you what's going to happen as all this gets revealed. You're going to see Schiff, little beady-eyed, Pekingese-looking Schiff, come out and say, we had no idea of this type of thing that was going on. And, we've got to get to the bottom of things like this. We can never let the election and the integrity of our elections be questioned. You're going to start seeing people come out, and they're going to be talking as if they never knew the cheat was on. These are all people who sat in the war room drinking their cocktails, laughing at the idea that they had stolen an election from a guy who earned it and who deserved it and who they've been fighting for 4 years. And they sat in that war room looking at that data, watching it get manipulated, watching Fox News, looking at reaction from conservatives going, "What the heck?" And the whole time they laughed. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to, the elites, you think they're going to get buried? You think they're going to lose face in all of this? No, they're going to come out and they're going to pretend. Nancy Pelosi will say, we always want to make sure that the public cares and understands that we want it to be elections to be free and fair. And the revelations that have come out are really shocking to us. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows that we believe in free and fair. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, you're going to watch this. Chuck Schumer will come out. "We've always believed in free and fair elections. That is just the way of the Democrats and how this occurred. We've got to look into it and really understand it because we can never lose the public trust." And they're going to be talking about us as if, they care. Oh, my gosh, we can't let you guys down. You should never be made to feel like your vote doesn't count. And we have done everything. The safeguards will be added. This will never happen again. And, oh, my goodness, who knew? How did all this happen? They're going to pretend. Going on, Sydney said, the software that is used is done by a company called Smartmatic. It's a company that was founded by Hugo Chavez and his two allies who still own it. It's been used to cheat in elections in South America. It was banned by the United States a decade ago. It came back as a subcontractor to other companies. In other words, Smartmatic is the very software that is used in Dominion's machines, a software that was banned. So Rudy Giuliani said, says, finally, if you want to get down to votes, let's pick Pennsylvania. We've identified 632,000 illegal votes. I told you guys earlier, dismiss the little votes. I mean, the little votes matter in the sense that Nevada, Clark County, this area of such and such, 2,600 votes, 1,500 votes here, 800 votes there. It matters because, see, even at the local level, these guys cheat. They cheat. When this breaks open, the cheating ends at all levels. Because I'm telling you, if Donald Trump does nothing else in his presidency, we have to ask him to create a bulletproof election system. Anyway, 632,000 illegal votes. It's enough to have the president win the state by 300,000, which is actually what he wanted by, if you get that Smartmatic machine out. Well, I'm going to make Rudy a bet. I bet he wanted by more than that. Here's what they go on. This is what Jenna Ellis said of the Trump campaign legal team. What we're seeing is that possibly up to 2.7 million votes were simply deleted that were for President Trump. Think about that. 2.7 million votes deleted. How many were flipped? I bet you 3 million Trump votes were flipped to Biden, which means take 3 million away from Biden, give them to Trump. If you take those numbers, I'm telling you guys, you can talk about me, you can talk, Kevin's a mathematician. Close to 80 million people voted for Donald Trump. I bet if they told you the truth. Anyway, they said, how their voting system was able to have users that would log in and see the votes as they were coming in. If it was a Trump vote, they would manually change it to Biden. They could duplicate the vote if it was a Biden vote and have a person cast not one, but six votes for Biden. All this technology, we really need a forensic audit. Just telling you. Alex Halderman, professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan. Here's what he said. 10 years ago, I was part of the first academic team to conduct a comprehensive security analysis of DRE, direct recording electronic voting machines. We examined what was then at the time the most widely used touchscreen voting machine, direct recording electronic voting machine in the country. Spent several months probing it for vulnerabilities. What we found was disturbing. We could reprogram the machine to visibly cause any candidate to win. We also created malicious software, vote stealing code that could spread from machine to machine like a computer virus, silently changing the election results. You think this is going away? Hunter Biden? You think this is going away? Joe Biden? You think this is going away? Hillary Clinton's server? You think this is going away? Ukrainian impeachment? Let me tell you something. None of this is going away. New York Times, 2006. The concerns about possible ties between the owners of Smartmatic and the Chavez government have been well known by the U.S. foreign policy officials since before the 2004 recall election in which Mr. Chavez, a strong ally of Fidel Castro, won by an official margin of nearly 20%. So the leftists knew this. Who let Smartmatic get back into machines and be able to become part of the election process in America? Who did this? I'd be curious to know. I'm also curious to know this. How this guy that sits on the board of the machines is going to count votes. How does this guy sit on the board and then have such a prominent position with Biden? I mean, these are good questions. What's he know? I mentioned earlier, 100 people on LinkedIn who worked for Dominion took Dominion off their resume, their online resume. A little fishy. This is not over by a long shot. And I know some of you are starting to feel good, and you have every reason to start feeling good because things are going our way.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.